Hello and welcome to 7 Days of Gaming, the biggest stories from the last week in the PC gaming world. I'm your host, the slightly sick Alex Pace, and this episode covers the week from 29th of December 2016 to 5th of January 2017. We've got the Steam and Indie Game Awards, an Atari lawsuit, Andromeda release date, Rime re-announced, and Activision games removed from Steam. Let's get to it. Steam has revealed the winners of the 2016 Game Awards, with the games and even some of the award names nominated and voted on by the community. The winners are as follows. Villain in Most Need of a Hug, Portal 2. I thought this game was cool before it won an award, Euro Truck Simulator 2. Test of Time, The Elder Scrolls V, Skyrim. Just 5 more minutes, Counter-Strike, Global Offensive. Whoa, dude! Grand Theft Auto 5. Game Within a Game, Grand Theft Auto 5. I'm Not Crying, There's Something in My Eye, The Walking Dead. Best Use of a Farm Animal, Goat Simulator. And the winners of the community named awards are Boom Boom, Doom, Love-Hate Relationship, Dark Souls 3, Sit Back and Relax, Euro Truck Simulator 2, and Better with Friends, Left 4 Dead 2. Only two of the games launched in 2016, and two of them are also published by Valve. A leaked build of Windows 10 has revealed a file that might indicate a dedicated gaming mode for the OS. Opinions are it will be similar to the Xbox One OS in that it will shuffle around resources to ensure the most effort is going into the game being played. It is currently unannounced, and so not known whether this will support all games or just those distributed through the Windows Store. The top 10 indie games of the year have been revealed, as voted on by the community on Indie Database. The competition received 94,000 votes. The winners are Inside in 10th, Enter the Gungeon in 9th, Slime Rancher in 8th, Factorio in 7th, Firewatch in 6th, The Isle in 5th, Empyrean Galactic Survival in 4th, Stardew Valley in 3rd, Super Hot in 2nd, and first place was taken home by Rimworld. Voting also took place on the top mod of the year, with Stalker, Call of Chernobyl mod Call of Pripyat ranking in top place. The competition received nearly 114,000 votes in total. Frontier Developments, makers of Elite Dangerous and now Planet Coaster, is suing Atari over Roller Coaster Tycoon 3. Frontier claim Atari owes them $2.2 million in royalties for developing the game, which was released in 2004. Frontier continued their contract through Atari's 2013 bankruptcy, but now either Steam Spy or a similar website has revealed sales close to triple that which Atari has paid Frontier for. So far, Frontier has received $1.1 million, but they say they are in fact owed $3.3 million, a $2.2 million difference. Atari has refused the sales audit which they are legally obliged to provide, and so the matter has gone to court. The Steam Hardware and Software Survey results have come in, and show Windows 10 now accounts for almost half of all operating systems, followed by Windows 7 at 28%. Strangely, 1.14% of people are still using Windows XP, and only 8.5% of people are on Windows 8. The survey also showed the most popular graphics card is still the GTX 970 at 4.7%, but the biggest increase has come from the GTX 1060, which is up by 0.5% and sits at 5th place, with a 2% share. Intel Integrated Graphics 4000 still holds 4th place at 2.8%. Only 0.38% of people own a VR headset, the most popular being the HTC Vive with over double the representation of the Oculus Rift. In other headset news, HTC has confirmed there will be no new Vive at CES this year, despite rumors circulating around regarding 4K resolutions and wireless connection. Following the closure of the studio last month, the leaders of the Crytek Black Sea studio in Sofia, Bulgaria, have launched a new independent company named Black Sea Studios. The previous studio had worked on games like RTS Knights of Honor and tactical RPG Worldshift, and has a new game in the works they are yet to reveal. Adventure game from small developer Campo Santo, Firewatch, has sold over 1 million copies in just under a year. The game sold 500,000 in its first month and has been lauded with critical and public acclaim. A Firewatch movie is also in the pipeline with company Good Universe, makers of the films Don't Breathe and Last Vegas. Games published by Activision and Codemasters have been quietly removed from the Steam store, likely due to license expiration. Grid, Dirt 3, F1 2013, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Mutants in Manhattan, TMNT Out of the Shadows, and the two Amazing Spider-Man games have all been removed, although owners of the games will still be able to play them. Mutants in Manhattan has only been out for 8 months. In game release and update news, unconventional puzzle game Frog Factions 2 has launched on Steam via a different game, Glittermitten Grove. After completing certain actions in Glittermitten, a fairy-based strategy game, Frog Factions would launch. The game and its predecessor are well known for being strange and not what they immediately seem. Developer Jim Crawford funded the game through Kickstarter in 2012 and says the game will evoke the air of mystery that all video games held in the 1980s, before the era of endless preview coverage and official strategy guides took that feeling away from us, seemingly permanently. Developer Image and Form have announced a new SteamWorld game, coming sometime this year. Previous games in the series have occupied different genres, including tower defense, 2D platformer, and 2D tactical combat, and center around robotic and steampunk themes. The company says more details will be released at PAX in March. The release date for Mass Effect Andromeda has been confirmed as March 21st in America and March 23rd in Europe. The game will use EA's recent Frostbite engine, and BioWare say the delay is due to the usual focus on providing the best possible experience. Artsy 3D exploration game Rime has been re-announced, dropping its previous PlayStation 4 exclusivity and porting to PC among other platforms. The game was first announced in 2013 and has since separated from publisher Sony. It currently has no release window. Tattletale, a first-person horror title centering around the eponymous Furby-like toy, has released on Steam. You must obey the toy's demands while keeping it fed, brushed, and recharged through Five Nights at Freddy's and Slender-like mechanics. Black Desert Online, the Korean MMO famous for its extremely detailed character creator, now sports a 7-day free trial. The game is currently buy-to-play, with only a single payment needed and no subscription fee, unless, strangely, you live in East Asia or Russia, where it is free-to-play. John Smedley of EverQuest and PlanetSide has announced Pixel Mage Games will be shutting down due to a lack of funding. The studio's game, RPG Hero Song, has been cancelled. The game entered early access in November last year, and all copies will be fully refunded. Free-to-play collectible card game Soulforge will be shutting down after 3 years in early access and 7 months of full release. The developers, Stone Blade, still have hopes for another game using the same IP, and they remain passionate about the community. So instead of the top 10 sellers on Steam, we've got the top 12 sellers over all of 2016 by revenue earned. And they are, in first place, Rocket League, XCOM 2, Counter-Strike Global Offensive, Grand Theft Auto 5, Civilization 6, Dota 2, Dark Souls 3, No Man's Sky, The Division, The Witcher 3, Fallout 4, and Total War Warhammer. Finally, my favourite story of the week was, after years of waiting from players and denial from Blizzard as to its existence, World of Warcraft now has a secret cow level. Coinciding with Diablo's 20th anniversary event, players can now travel through mysterious portals to access the level, which mirrors a similar section of Diablo 2. Killing the livestock and cow king within will provide loot and a unique in-game item. It's a very special episode today as the show has signed on its first patron. A very, very big thank you to Pluto Moved On for supporting the show. Remember, you too can become a patron at patreon.com/7daysofgaming. Whoever signs on before we reach $20 a month will enter into the Hall of Fame, where you can have two links of your choosing displayed on the website. Thanks a bunch for listening to the episode. You can check out the show at 7daysofgaming.com and sign up for email updates. You can also follow us on Twitter at 7_D_G. We're also on iTunes, Stitcher, Audioboom, TuneIn, and basically every other podcast service you can think of. And YouTube, where they are quick and easy to find if you don't have access to your usual podcast device. Any kind of feedback is welcome. Feel free to leave a review on iTunes and say what you think about the show. Please do share the show around to anyone you know who's interested in PC gaming. Thanks to Rocco W for the music, and see you next week.